punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good night, all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It's Friday, and it is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour all hour long today. More on the Wheeler General Store coming up here in a little bit. Well, all of Western Oklahoma missed out on the rain last night. It kind of started right where they thought it would, but they also said we had a chance, and I didn't see any chance come over my place by chance. Let's see here. 57 at Hollis, 56 at Eric, 54 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 52, home of the lovely Miss Lori Campbell, 49 at Slapout. I'm not sure what home is there, but anyway, Slapout's 49, Beaver's 48, May Ranch is 47, Helena is 47, Weatherford, you're coming in at a whopping 46 degrees, and 57 degrees clear down there at Tipton, Oklahoma. Let's see what's happening out in the panhandle of Texas. Let me refresh this real quick. And there we go. Basically, it is in the 50s, high 50s, 60 degrees at Wellington, 58 at Odell, 62 at Childress, 57 at McLean. I'll have your Texas forecast coming up for you here on the next segment, and then Northwest Oklahoma in the third segment. Let's see what's going on. Well, let's check out the grain markets. Got some news from, before we go to the grain market, I got some news from put out by U.S. Representative Frank Lucas on the 30 by 30 land grab. Got a little bit of news going on there. Got some cattle news coming out on box price, beef prices, and big chicken plants closing down in Virginia, and it's left some farmers disgruntled up there. And then we have Greg Waddle from the Burns Flat Votech, the Western Oklahoma Votech, is going to come on here in the third segment and talk about some plants and stuff that they got on sale over there at Burns Flat that his students have been growing. I'll let him tell you more about that when he comes on in the third segment. First of all, let's see what the grains are doing. Actually, believe it or not, everything but cotton is in the green today. It was all in the red yesterday. Today it's in the green. Quite a change. Corn for May, 641. It's almost up 10. July, 621. It is up 10. September, 568. Up 8. And December corn, 559. Up 6. Almost 7. Anyway, soybeans for May is up 10 at 1430. July is 1409. August is 1365. Soybean meal for May, 446 even a short ton. July is 441.90. August is 433.30. Soybean oil for May, 53.53. July is 53.62. August is 53.24. Hard red winter wheat, May, 846, it's up 27 today. July, 833, it's up 26, 27 also. Oats for May, up nicely around 7 at 368 and 363 for July. Let's see what's happening. Cotton, May, 77 cents a pound. July, 78 cents a pound. Sugar's hanging in there for old Sugar Baby over at Delhi. It's hanging in there. Sugar number 11, May, 20 cents a pound. Doing good. We have figured out how he's going to do his pineapple deal, but there really won't be nothing to worry about for a couple of years because he just discovered that pineapples are a tree, so they have to grow first to make fruit. And when he does start making fruit, it should be somewhere around, each pineapple should be somewhere around 5 to 6 pounds. Man, I don't know, Mr. Michael. I don't know if he's a sugar baby or a sugar daddy. So I guess we'll have to ask the folks around Delhi what should be it is. But his new name is going to be Pineapple Daddy coming up. Okay, let's see what's happening here. Let's go over the Frank Lucas deal real quick. I'm going to save next segment for cattle. Woodward looked like the prices were down slightly yesterday, but still good. How about that? I don't want to be negative there. Just a couple bucks. Mr. Representative Frank Lucas withdraws trails destination support. His fears are basically the Biden administration. Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas says because of what he calls President Biden's 30 by 30 land grab, he's backing off his previous efforts to sponsor the Chisholm National Historic Trail and the Western National Trail. It's a destination act is what it is. He also wanted Congress to, he wants them to investigate what the president's plan is. He says it's clear the Biden administration cannot be trusted to protect the rights of private landowners. Lucas said he's worked to expand landowner protections in 2021, a month before the Biden administration came out with this 30 by 30 plan, which put restrictions on at least 30% of the United States lands and waters by 2030. The plan released a year ago is described as a 10-year effort to conserve, connect, and restore 30% of the nation's lands and waters. Opponents contend the plan was advanced by radical environmental activists, and I agree probably with that, to permanently protect 30% of America's land and oceans by 2030 in an unconstitutional policy shift. Critics say supporters of the 30 by 30 contend that preserving 30% of America's land and oceans is necessary to reverse climate change and actions must be taken immediately. I got my opinion on that, and I'm not going to get into it. And I bet I know a bunch of people right out there listening right now are thinking the same thing I am, but I'll keep my mouth shut today. I'll be a good boy today. After that plan was released, I knew the Biden administration could not be trusted to uphold congressional intent in this space, said Representative Lucas in announcing his decision to reverse his support for the creation of the National Historic Trails. Lucas said he originally supported the trails bill in 2005 and 2017 because he was confident President George W. Bush would follow congressional intent and uphold the landowner protections included in the text. The American Beautiful Initiative, coupled with President Biden's irresponsibility budget request, has made it abundantly clear that the administration cannot be trusted to protect landowners. Congress must realize that we cannot give those who support harmful initiatives like 30 by 30 any ability to erode private property rights, proclaimed Frank Lucas, our Republican representative out here in District 3 in Oklahoma. Lucas said after hearing concerns raised during his recent town hall meetings, and I was at the one at Elk City here, and it's exactly what he said, coupled with Biden's fiscal year 2024 budget, he changed his mind about supporting the historic trail measures. The congressman pointed out the president's proposed budget included a request for $25.5 million to develop a conservation and stewardship atlas to enact 30 by 30, and it caused him great concern. So there you have it. And he finished up. It was a long one. Also, he did recently wrote to Arkansas Representative Bruce Westerman, who chairs the House National Resources Committee, to urge him to refrain from sending to the House floor any legislation to give Biden administration a foothold to encroach on the rights of private property owners. Lucas also asked Westerman to use his oversight authority to investigate the administration's 30 by 30 initiative. The notion set forth by President Biden and his administration that we must protect 30% of America's lands under a drastic protected status by 2030 is nothing short of encroaching on the rights of America, and House Republicans are determined not to let it happen. There you have it. I want to give a big shout out to all these people in Western Oklahoma that have been staying on top of this 30 by 30 deal and having these meetings and stuff. Hey, it sounds like your voice was heard. And we, as a landowner myself, appreciate what you guys are doing. When we come back from this Wheeler General Store break, I'll have some stuff on cattle and more about the Wheeler General Store. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Once again, good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 17th. 820 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 407 brought 230. 10 at 426 brought 242. 6 at 460 brought 240. 4 at 476 brought 232. 16 at 648 brought 195. 5 at 680 brought 181. 16 at 702 brought 192. 5 head of heifers at 343 brought 225. 4 at 483 brought 207. 10 at 569 brought 194. 3 at 712 brought 175. 18 at 713 brought 177. 11 at 762 brought 176. 7 at 800 brought 144.50. Butcher cows were 69 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 92 to 116. Bred cows were 900 to 1710. Pairs brought 1750 to 2200. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. Let's see here. There we go. I lost it there for a second. My bad. Hey, welcome back to the Wheeler General Store. Happy Cap Hour. Currently in Canadian, Texas. That's the closest thing to Wheeler, Texas I can get to on a mezzanette, or maybe Miami, but we'll go with Canadian. It's 59 degrees, humidity's at 47, dew point's at 39. The winds are out of the south at a whopping 5 miles an hour with 8 mile an hour gusts. Peak wind gusts so far today, 15 miles an hour. Month to date, precipitation, 0.03 tenths of an inch. 3/100ths of an inch. Red flag minutes today, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 0. 8-inch soil temperature in Canadian, Texas is at 52. Keep warming up. Time to plant some corn, but we're not going to get any of that done till around 55, 56 degrees. Okay, let's check out. Let me refresh this. Man, there's that parking lot at the sale barn in Elk City this morning when I whipped by there. It was full. There must be a pretty good sale going on out there today. Currently right now, live cattle for April, 163.17. June is 156.65. August is 156.42. October is 160.67. All of them are in the green. Feeder cattle for March, 189.65. April, 194.75. Lean hogs for April, 77.30. May is 85.80. And June is 91.57. Let me find out, where did it go? There it is. Got some results yesterday from Woodward compared to last week. Feeder steers were steady to $2 lower. Feeder heifers steady to $3 lower. Steer calves were 4 to 7 lower. Heifer calves were steady. Demand was moderate. Quality was average. And they had 1,925 head in there yesterday compared to 3,685 last week and 2,187 sold through the sale barn there a year ago yesterday. All right, let's check out some of the prices. Let's go with the 3 to 4 range. They were anywhere from 243 to 276 on steers. The 4 to 5 range was anywhere from 215 to even 276 was top end. 5 to 6 range, we had 211 to 256. And on the 6 range, we had anywhere from 189 to 240 was top end on 6 range on steers. 7 weights, 175 to 207. 8 weights, 174.50 to 188 was tops. And 9 range, they had 29 head there, average price. Average weight was 913, and they were, average price was 174.02. On the heifers, let's go with some 3 to 4 weights on there. It looks like they were bringing anywhere from $1.93 up to $2.36 was the high end on the heifers. 4 to 5 range, anywhere from $1.82 to $2.26. And then on the 5 to 6 range, quite a few of them in that range. We'll go with 177 up to 212. And those 212 ones were winged and ready to go wherever they were going. On the 6 range, 6 to 7s, 174 to 195. 7 to 8 weights, 167 to 184. And the 8 weights were anywhere from 162 to 169. We'll go with that. And there you go. That was what was happening in Woodward yesterday. All right. Where is that Tyson deal? All right, there we go. So Tyson Foods Incorporated gave its chicken suppliers 2 months' notice it plans to shut down a Virginia processing plant in May, raising concerns among farmers and legal experts about the company's compliance with antitrust regulations requiring it to give 90 days notice before ending a contract. Of course, they had all their alternative plans here reading through this. The planned closure of the plant has left dozens of Virginia chicken growers scrambling to find new buyers in a region with few other options. It could expose Tyson to fines under the century-old Packers and Stockyard Act, the U.S. antitrust law requiring a minimum advance warning, according to Peterson Cardison, a professor of law at the University of Wisconsin, who previously served in the antitrust division of the United States Department of Justice. Tyson told Rutgers the company is not canceling any farmers' contracts. Here's the secret thing they got going. Instead, is committed to paying the growers for full term of the remaining contracts, keeping in compliance with federal regulations. Antitrust issues, particularly in meatpacking, have been a priority for the United States Department of Agriculture under President Joe Biden, who in 2021 directed federal agencies to tackle the consolidation. Four companies, including Tyson, control 55 to 85% of the beef, pork, and chicken markets. Tyson alerted Virginia farmers by phone on March 13th and later by mail that it will shut its Greg Allen plant, or Glenn Allen, I was thinking of Greg Allen up there in Roger Mills County. It's Glenn Allen plant on May 12th, according to three poultry farmers who supply the plant. About 72 farmers raise chickens for the facility. Tyson owns chickens it slaughters for meat and pays the farmer to raise them. The company hatches baby birds and trucks them to the farmers. The farmers then raise the birds for about 6 weeks until they reach the size to be slaughtered and are trucked to the processing plant. Tyson spokesperson Alyssa Buffer confirmed farmers received notice last week of the May 12th closing and said Tyson intends to stop supplying them with chicks after March 28th. She said instead of canceling their contracts, Tyson is offering farmers a voluntary buyout package or the option to retain them and be paid through their duration. Three farmers interviewed by Rutgers have between 3 and 10 years left on their contracts. Farmers told Rutgers they felt pressured to accept the buyout option because they were not sure how the contract could remain in force after the plant is shut down and the chicks stop coming. Roger Reynolds, a farmer in Crewe, Virginia, said retaining his July 2012 contract with Tyson is not a viable option, in part because it would prevent him from selling to another poultry company if one entered the region. How about that? No chickens in Virginia now. There goes the market again. Them eggs I'm giving away with every quarter of beef you buy from me coming up next month, looking more better all the time. Heck of a deal. All right, we'll come back. Before we come back, go to break, let's talk about the Wheeler General Store. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County. From animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, they are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Hepley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and yep, even New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, the Texas, they look forward to serving you. Easy to find. If you're coming in from Oklahoma towards Wheeler, south side of the road, right before you get into the main part of town, can't miss it. Easy from the courthouse. If you just get to the courthouse and go east and look to the south, you'll find it. Pretty easy. Thank you, Nathan and Charity, for being the hat sponsor on Fridays. Come back. I'll have your northwestern Oklahoma forecast for you, and then we'll be talking to Mr. Greg from the Western Oklahoma Votech.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We actually close our loans in-house, so we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with High Pro. For High Pro, go to Kalman's. Kalman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Kalman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Kalman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire's flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Wheeler General Store. Happy Cap Hour. Here's your forecast, maybe. Man, earlier on Tradio, that thing went to buffering, and it wouldn't quit buffering, and it come on right as Drew got done there on Tradio. All right, your forecast for Woodward, Oklahoma. This is for northwest Oklahoma and the northeastern Texas Panhandle. Currently, it's 49 degrees. Feels like 48. The winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles an hour. Dew point is 36, humidity is 61, sunrise 7:37, sunset 7:52 today, partly sunny, 61, tonight 34, tomorrow 58, partly sunny, not too bad on the wind. Doesn't look like the wind's going to blow much the next 5 days, but this is Oklahoma. You know how that'll change. Tomorrow night it's going to get to freezing, so if you got any plants out there, you better cover them up because there's a chance they're going to get a little frostbite. Sunday 56 degrees, Sunday night 29 degrees, Monday mostly cloudy 58 degrees, Monday night 32, Tuesday 58, and then after Tuesday the night temperatures start staying in the 40s and looks like spring might get here in full force. But it still is March, and Easter's always either cold, raining, or miserable, or sunny. So you got the chance, and it's coming up April 8th, I believe. Yep. All right, on the line with me is Mr. Greg Waddle. Hey, sir, how are you
doing?
Hello.
It's Waddle, by the way.
Waddle, Waddle, Waddle. Hey, I got it right. Don't worry. Everybody understands my language.
Yeah.
Hey, how's things going over there at Votech?
It's going well. We're fixing to have our annual plant sale with my class that I teach out here. I teach service careers here at Western Technology Center at the Burns Flat campus. And we have a greenhouse that is full of plants. We're going to have a fundraiser starting on Monday. The plants will be for sale, and I was hoping for a little bit warmer weather, but, you know, like you said, it's Oklahoma. And so, anyway, I'd like to visit and promote our little fundraiser. And I would like to tell you that we've always sold tomatoes and pepper plants, and our customers always come in and say, well, I wish you had some flowers. Well, this year we've got a lot of flowers for sale.
I know, you sent me some pictures. There's a.
Yes.
Let's go through those pictures real quick in the order you sent me. That way I don't misidentify.
Okay.
And you got.
Let me go speaker so I can look at the pictures off of my phone.
Okay, cool.
Is that okay?
Yes, sir. Okay. You sound good.
All right. Let me get back to them. All right. So I don't know what order I sent you, but we have quite a few. I'll start with our tomatoes and peppers because that's kind of what we've always sold the last 5 years here at Western Technology Center since I've been teaching out here.
They look good, too.
And we grow only four varieties, and we grow varieties that are really proven for Western Oklahoma. I've narrowed it down to Celebrity Tomatoes,
yeah,
and Florida 91. And then we sell Aroma Tomato and a Cherry Tomato. So those are the four varieties we sell, and we have very good luck with them. And then the peppers are your typical hot jalapenos, your mild jalapeno, banana peppers, and then bell peppers. So
those celebrities plant, that I'm looking at right now, they look awesome, I'm going to tell you.
Well, our tomatoes and peppers are a little bit small right now, but it's still way early.
Yes, it is.
The ground temperature is like 50 degrees right now, and you need to really have it about 65 to 70 to plant a tomato, which is about the middle of April. So I've been telling a lot of my customers, you know, if you want to hold out on buying the tomatoes just right now and the peppers, because they are small, then you can come back later and purchase some of those. But the flowers are really pretty, and they're growing good, and they're getting big. And so, if you want to talk about those now.
Yep.
Okay, we have a lot of different, a big variety of succulents. And, there's all kinds out there. There's hundreds and hundreds of kinds of succulents. But we have about 10 to 15 kinds for sale. And our bedding plants this year, we started those. We ordered a couple of months ago. They come just little bitty baby plugs, and we've grown them up and got them ready to sell now. And they're in the 4 to 6 inch tall range. And we have about 16 plus varieties. And we have anywhere from asparagus ferns, impatient, sweet potato vines, a couple of different colors there. We have lantana, petunias, verbena, salvia, begonia, purslane moss, and the list goes on and on. And then we will offer some hanging baskets or hanging pots with a variety of plants in them as well. And then we have some 10-inch planter pots that will be for sale as well. And our prices are pretty reasonable, I feel like. They're anywhere from $2 for individual plants all the way up to $10. Would be our most expensive offer, and it's in the 10-inch pots with a variety of different plants in them.
Well, you guys, and this, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
And this fundraiser helps my students. We go to contests here at Career Tech. We have different contests for each program, and we're fixing to go to Tulsa, actually, in a few weeks. I'm taking seven students to Tulsa. And we are going to compete in a state competition with our class. And this fundraiser helps pay for things like that. Also helps pay for different lawn and garden maintenance that we have here with my program that I teach. And we're looking to maybe purchase another lawnmower eventually. And so we're using that money to kind of save up to try to get a lawnmower bought eventually in the future.
I got you. What's up? Now, you're headed to Tulsa, is that correct?
Yes.
You know, what do you got going up there?
Okay, my class, I teach custodial maintenance.
Okay.
As well as horticulture, and we also do lawn and garden, and we do auto detail. We do a lot of variety of different things. And the contest that my kids qualified for state in is through the custodial maintenance.
Okay.
And they actually have contests, believe it or not, for low speed buffing and carpet maintenance, standard riding mowers, zero turn mowers, a lot of ground maintenance. And so I had 7 students qualify for that. And so we're going to go to Tulsa for 3 days, 2 nights. That's a big deal up there. It's called Service Careers, Skills USA. Skills USA is a program organization through Career Tech. It's kind of like FFA is through Ag.
Right.
The Ag class. And so it's called Skills USA, and it covers lots of programs out here, anywhere from the auto mall classes to cosmetology to welding and some computer classes and different things, as well as service careers.
Well, Greg, do you have a carpet stain remover, spot remover, that's not a secret that you can share with us?
Well, it depends on what it is, I'm sure, because if it's Kool-Aid or ink or something like that, you might as well just put some furniture over it or something like that.
That's my kind of spot remover.
But anyway, if you would like to come out and see what we have to offer, we will open our greenhouse on Monday morning at 8 o'clock.
Cool.
And our hours will be from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. Here at Western Technology Center in Burns Flat. And if you find the one and only stoplight in Burns Flat and you head west down Sooner Drive, you're eventually going to run into Western Technology Center, and you can pull up to the front door and then go in and ask for Greg Wadle, or where the greenhouse is or whatever, and they'll direct you. And you can call me. I have 2 numbers here I can give out if you'd like to write these numbers down. Western Technology Center phone number for me is 580-562-3181, and my extension is 230. Or you can call me on my cell phone. It's 580-660-1142.
Yeah, and you post, you did last year. I hadn't looked this year, did you? Now, do you got pictures on Facebook where people can...
I will put that out probably on Saturday or Sunday. I'll start posting it on different Facebook pages and start getting the word spread.
So. Yeah, because you guys did really well last year. And like I said, you got some beautiful plants in there, and... we appreciate what you're doing on the service tech part of that, and helping those kids go to these contests you want to, and they're learning a lot by just growing what you got going right now.
Yeah, we start a lot of these plants from seed, so we don't just buy these baby plants. You know, less than half of them are grown that way. The rest are grown from seed, or we propagate from other plants, and we do cuttings and grow them. So we work really hard. They work really hard. You know, I don't do near as much as what they do, but it's a great fun experience for them. And we'd love to kind of show our place off and show our greenhouse off and sell some plants to you. So come see us.
Oh, great, man. Well, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. Gardening season is upon us, and I can't wait, because we got a lot to talk about on gardening this year. And see if we have a better year of it than we did last year. I'm hoping that
we got to have some rain.
We got to have some rain. So anyway, tell your students thank you. They're doing a beautiful job from the pictures you sent me, and we appreciate you coming on today, Greg.
All right, thank you, Jimmy.
All right, have a good one. See you later.
You too.
Bye. Well, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. And when I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you. We're going to have a couple of trending things. And you guys know when I report stuff from California, it's usually either kind of silly or funny or just not cool at all. Well, I got a deal the other day on hot tamales and some other stuff coming in from California, not coming in. They're going to ban them, hot tamales and Skittles in California. Can't wait to tell you about that. We'll be right back after this. First, Jerry 9.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodford Livestock Auction. For sale this Thursday, March 23rd. We're expecting 2,500 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. From Levy, got 48 steers, heifers 5.5, Clinton 35 steers of 5, Long Wayne, Arnett 26 heifers 7.5, Moreland 61 heifers at 7, Spearman, Texas 30 heavers 8.5, Bishai 140 steers 7 to 8.50, Kent 65 heavers at 7, Enid 38 next 8.5, Fargo 40 steers 7.5, Woodward 60 heavers 67, Moreland 80 heifers at 7, Woodward 14 heifers at 1,000, and Sayre 30 heifers at 7. Good cow market on Tuesday, 3 to 5 higher. Best killing cow brought 111. Best bull brought 126. We sold some 3 to 4 year old bred cows, 5 to 7 months, break 1675. Again, expecting 2,500 for this Thursday. We'll start the auction 8 a.m. sharp. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 Age Advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Simon's Catch Restaurant, offering the elegant beauty of the country with the delicious food of Elk City's finest restaurant. Simon's Catch offers a superb menu, including all-you-can-eat farm-fresh catfish, family recipe shrimp, and USDA choice steaks. Get out of the kitchen and get into Simon's Catch Restaurant. From I-40, exit 34, go 1.5 miles south and 1.5 miles west. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 5 and Sunday at noon. Simon's Catch, for the best catch.
Get ready. It's Ford Truck Month at Cummins Ford Lincoln in Weatherford. Let the madness begin. The new 2023 Ford F-150s are here and hauling in the winds. They're powerful, durable, and Cummins Ford Lincoln is giving you the best shot to savings. New 2022s are 0% financing on select units for qualified buyers. Go to Cummins Ford Lincoln today and team up with the Ford State Champs. A win every time. Cummins Ford Lincoln in Weatherford, just off I-40 and Airport Road and online at CumminsFordWeatherford.com. Built Ford tough.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 20th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,135 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 310 brought 279. At 486 brought 240. 8 at 658 brought 215. 3 at 653 brought 213. 30 at 725 brought 196. 8 at 898 brought 175. 4 at 903 brought 174. 3 head of heifers at 450 brought 200. 10 at 558 brought 210. 13 at 663 brought 187. 50, 5 at 750 brought 170, 4 at 828 brought 155, 25 at 851 brought 166.50, 17 at 875 brought 165, butcher cows were 36 to 108, butcher bulls brought 109 to 138, bred cows were 1050 to 1275, pairs brought 1200 to 1460, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'm already getting texts in talking about hot tamales and Skittles and all, double bubble gum, and I hadn't talked about it, so people are assuming stuff. So anyway, it's I'm gonna die happy with hot tamales. It's all I can tell you. I can live off of them. All right, here's your forecast for Hobart Farm and Garden sponsored long ranger forecast. I picked Altus, Oklahoma today. 59 degrees currently, feels like 59. Dew point is 43, humidity is 55. The winds are out of the west southwest at 5 miles an hour. Beautiful day out there. Sunrise 7:37, sunset at 7:51. 20% chance of thunderstorms today and tonight. 67 for a high. Tomorrow, Altus, you're going to be sunny and 67 and no wind to speak of. So just get out there and get the garden ready, get the lawn scalped, go to the golf course, do something useful. Sunday, mostly sunny, 64 degrees. Monday, mostly cloudy, 64 degrees. And Tuesday, partly sunny and 62. And same thing here. There's not a lot of wind in the forecast so far. Now, like I said earlier, this is Oklahoma. Things can change. All right, let's the breaking news out of California. A bill being considered by the California State Assembly will ban the sale of Skittles, hot tamales, candy, and double bubble twist gum, and other food items that the sponsor says contain potentially dangerous and toxic chemicals. Introduced by Assemblyman Jesse Gabriel, a Democrat out of Woodlands Hills, AB 418 proposes that California stop allowing the manufacture, sale, and distributions of food that contain red dye, number 3, titanium dioxide, potassium bromate, and others, and even some vegetable oils. These chemicals have been linked to health problems, including increased risk of cancer, damage to the immune system, and behavioral issues in children. That may be my problem. Anyway, while many Californians won't recognize these chemicals by name, they can be found in popular food and drink items. According to experts, titanium dioxide can be found in cupcakes, trail mix, and ice cream. Californians shouldn't have to worry that the food they buy in their neighborhood grocery store might be full of dangerous additives or toxic chemicals, Gabriel said in a statement. I thought that we have to have all these people put this all on the label of the stuff they're selling so people can read it and decide for themselves, but let's just go ahead and put more government crap out there to tend to that. How about that? Let's check out the drought map that came out earlier this week. It just doesn't look good for Oklahoma and especially Kansas and the Texas panhandle. Texas is getting more, you know, Texas had some come out of a pretty major drought last year, but it's starting to fill back in for the most part, except for eastern Texas. Oklahoma and all along the border has been all winter long is in the D4 extreme drought. Exceptional drought, dark red. Let's go with the colors on that one. And they're not being banned on the drought map for sure. Kansas, all of western Kansas is just dark red. Everything along the Oklahoma border, except when you get over there, just probably, I'm going to guess, right straight north of Stillwater. Back to the east, you're not doing too bad. You've been getting some rain in there. The medium red is the medium red, which is extreme drought, is coming closer and closer to Beckham County and Custer and Wichita, Greer, Jackson, Tillman. You're in the D3, but we need some rain. I mean, there's moisture. If you go out there in the ground right now, there's moisture in the ground. It's not very far down, but we're in better shape than we was last spring. Maybe you don't think that, but we are. Last year, we didn't have any moisture, period. 6, 8, 10 inches down. But we do have some moisture this year, except for northwestern Oklahoma. I know you guys are struggling up there, and we pray that you guys get some relief coming pretty soon. Okay. Let's talk about some trends going on. Oh, this is a good story. I've seen this on Beef Magazine. This is a good story on how did Texas Longhorn cattle end up in Theodore Roosevelt's National Park. I don't know how many of you guys have gone to that park up there, but it's a big park and it's a cool park. A dozen longhorn steers can be seen grazing in their favorite pasture on a sagebrush flat visible from the scenic drive in the north unit of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. The park keeps the longhorn cattle as a vintage of the thousands of longhorns that were driven from Texas to the open range in western Dakota Territory back in the 70s and 80s. And the once enormous buffalo herds have been hunting to the brink of extinction. Their presence now is a question of the, in light of the park's announced preference for removing all cattle and horses, is owned to a combination of history and politics. The longhorns have grazed through the north unit since 1967 to depict the historic scene of the open range ranging era during the time Theodore Roosevelt ranched and hunted in the Little Missouri Badlands in the 1880s. If you guys have never been up there in that Missouri Badlands deal where they, what is that, west of Wilburton, somewhere in there, going there, I drove by it a lot when I was working up there in North Dakota, and it's cool. It's just, there's everything you want to see there, scenic-wise. Roosevelt himself preferred shorthorn cattle, which he bought in Minnesota, but the longhorns were their signature set of horns spanning up to 7 foot wide, bony frames and spiny legs were the area's dominant cattle breed at the time. A dozen longhorn steers can be seen grazing leisurely in their favorite pasture, and the park keeps the longhorn cattle its advantage. They just repeated that. There we go. Let's try that again. Okay. It's done. I'm over. You perverted. They double printed there. Sorry. My bad. A cattle company owner is sued by a pilot who made an emergency landing where the cattle were located. The pilot of an airplane that made an emergency landing near the Easterwood Airport last December claims in a lawsuit that he was blocked by removing his plane. I don't know if he was blocked by a bad to the bone bull or from the farmer, but we'll get more into this. The pilot, who also owns the private aircraft, accuses Brian Mayer Bobby Gonzalez of blocking access since the emergency landing December 27th. The lawsuit sinks up to $250 in damages and the return of the aircraft. So the cattle still are guarding the aircraft, according to this article. As of the afternoon of March 20th, the mayor has not filed an answer to the lawsuit. Last week, his lawyers issued a statement saying that his client made several attempts to coordinate the removal of the plane. He also has cattle on that land at the time of the landing is seeking at least $269,000 damage from the pilot because the landing prevented the collection of embryos from the cattle that were AI'd there. The land owned by Bryan Business Council was leased by the company hired by the mayor to conduct the embryo procedure. The pilot states that the mayor, quoting the lawsuit, repeatedly represent that he owns or otherwise controls the subject property. Their lawyer claims the pilot could have landed at the airport, but choose not to. Wow. Interesting. Don't know what to tell you there. Okay, here we go. Farmers in the Midwest farmers intend to plant more corn and wheat. Farmers across the Midwest are planning to plant more corn and wheat in 2023, according to the Ag Access. In a survey with almost 400 farmers, they said they would dedicate 27% more acres to corn and 32% more acres to wheat, with a smaller percentage increase in their soybean acres. And this is in line with what the USDA has projected at its annual Agriculture Outlook Forum, with corn plantings at 91 million acres, up from 86.6 million in 22, and wheat plantings 49.5 million acres, up from 45.7 million acres, and soybeans at 87.5 million acres, unchanged from last year. Seth Myers, USDA chief economist, believes that the increase in wheat acres is in response to the continued high global prices and tight supplies, particularly due to the war in Ukraine. Here's some of the concerns they also identified in this response to this deal they did. First one, 93% high input costs is their main concern. The market, 69%, 60% operational cost, 27% input availability and shortages. Number five on the list was 24% equipment, parts, and machine availability. And number six, 16% was on labor shortage or finding workers. They've spoken in this survey, and see what happens. I would say high input and input availability and shortage would be my most concern right now. And Washington, D.C. would be third on my list. Now I'll move that to number one. Anyway, we'll see what happens with this new ag bill coming out next year. You guys have a wonderful time. And remember, lots of bull sales this weekend. Get your penny news. There's at least three tomorrow, and there's at least two Monday and one Tuesday. One Tuesday. Anyway, we'll see you guys later. Have a good weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and God bless.
From Shamrock, Texas to Weatherford, Oklahoma.